السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we will go through Surah Yunus, verse number 17 and 18, inshallah. And today is also the 24th of the month of Dhul Hijjah, the occasion, an important occasion in the history of Islam, and that is Eid al-Mubahala between the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Christians of Najran, which I am going to discuss tomorrow inshallah at Salatul Jumu'ah. Tomorrow we will discuss the story of Eid al-Mubahala, which coincides with today, the 24th of the month of Dhul Hijjah. Surah Yunus 17 and 18. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa habibi qulubina, Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ ويعبدون من دون الله ما لا يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ويقولون هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله قل أتنبئون الله بما لا يعلم في السماوات ولا في الأرض سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون صدق الله العلي العظيم. فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا أو كذب بآياته. Who's more unjust and who's more wrongful, أظلم from ظلم, than this person? The person who does two things. One, the person who does two things. One, افترى على الله كذبا. He or she would forge lies against Allah. This is one. And I will tell you the meaning of forging lies against Allah. افترى على الله كذبا. The second, أو كذب بآياته. Or denies his signs. These are two different things. Iftara ala Allahi kadiban means forging lies, things that Allah did not say, he attributes them to God. And things that Allah did say and did ask, he says Allah did not say this. Forging lies against Allah. On behalf of Allah, he forges lies. And we have seen this. We've seen it in other religions and we've seen it in Islam too. Some people who come without knowledge, they say God said such and such things. Or God did not ask to do this and that. This is forging lies against Allah. The second crime أو كذب بآياته. Allah has signs. He comes and he denies these signs. He denies these signs. Have you seen the traffic signs? Some people, they don't see them. They don't pay attention to them because they disrespect them. Some youth, reckless youth, when they drive, they don't look at this speed sign. It's irrelevant. They don't pay attention to them. We do this in this life. We see the signs of Allah. We see them very clear, but we don't pay attention to them because they are irrelevant to us, not important to us. أو كذب بآيات. And we have the example of that. Sometimes a person does something bad, something wrong, and he or she would admit that I did something wrong. I broke the law. And then that person would go and seek forgiveness. But sometimes a person breaks the law and he says, I didn't do it. This is worse. When something does something haram and then says, yes, I admit what I did was haram, was not appropriate, was wrong. Allah says, you are a good person. At least you admit. You admit what you did. But others, they do the wrong and they say, no, it was not wrong. It wasn't wrong. We have such examples. We have them in the society. And some of them are scholars and ulama. Ulama al-Islam, we have them in many Muslim countries who work for the Sultan, for the Darbar. Those who work for the Darbar and the Sultan and the government, what is important for them is not to guide the people. What is important for them is their salary and their position, not to lose that. They are keen on protecting their position. And whatever the Sultan asks them to say, they will say, just to please the Sultan. They know the Sultan is wrong. They know the Sultan is unjust. They know the Sultan is a dictator. But they bless and they endorse what he does. Those are mentioned in this verse. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتٍ. Those are the worst types of crimes in Islam. That some people, they twist Allah's rules. They twist them. They make what is wrong, what is haram, what is illegal, they make it legal. And what is legal and lawful, they make it illegal. So some of them are scholars. You may ask, can a scholar see the truth and does not believe in it? Yes. We have example of some people, they see the truth and they don't follow it. Allah says in two places, one time in Surah Al-Nahl, one time in Surah Al-Naml. Surah Al-Nahl is chapter, Surah Al-Naml is chapter 16. Surah Al-Naml. In that chapter Allah says, يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا وَأَكْثَرُهُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. They know what Allah is asking them to do, they know it very well, but despite knowing it, yunkirunaha, they deny it. They don't believe in it. يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا وَأَكْثَرُهُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. This is one type of kufr and rejection of religion. So some people, they know what is right and they know what is wrong. And they know exactly what God asking them to do, but despite that, they reject. Why they reject? So they can live a few days in this life, hayatul dunya. They can secure the dunya for themselves. They don't have belief in the akhirah. If we have strong belief in the akhirah, we cannot sleep the night. Believe me. If we have a strong belief in death and qabr and the grave and what will happen in the grave, we cannot sleep the night. We can't trust the night. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says, ما رأيت منظرا إلا والقبر أفضع منه. الله أكبر.
Whenever I come across the grave and I see the cemetery and the grave and what will happen for us inside the grave, I see horrible things. Nothing is more horrible than the grave. And we are going to the grave. Where are we heading? Where is our final destination? Can we escape from the grave? We cannot escape from the grave. They have to take us to the grave. Can we reject death? We can reject anything. We can resist anything except death. We can't run away from death. So if we really think of what will happen to us, we cannot sleep the night. But ulama'us-su, those who have no conscience, those who have no heart, those who use religion to serve their own purpose, their own dunya, their own short-lived dunya. يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. They know what is right and what is wrong. ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا. And the biggest mufti who knows what is right and what is wrong, but he denies that, is the mufti of Saudi Arabia. Al-Sheikh. Al-Sheikh who lost not only his sight, but his heart, his inner sight is lost, is dead. And Allah says about those people, وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. Those who do not have inner sight in this life, they are not going to have it there. They are going to have even worse there. His job is just to bless the Sultan. It just to compliment the Sultan. This is his job. I saw a clip of him on the day of Arafat, just a few days ago. He's sitting in Arafat, Masjid Namira, wearing the ihram, and he's bashing the Shia there. On that sacred day, the day of istighfar, the day that they have to go back to Allah. He did so much crimes, him and his government. He has to go to Allah and tell him, Ilahi, I'm sorry. غلط کردم. نوت سال من دارم ظلم میکنم به مسلمون ها به دیگران. به جایی که بره استغفار کنه، همه سخنرانیش بر علیه شیعه است. شیعه کفارن، شیعه فلانن، شیعه فلان. در روز عرفات. دیگه کور دل از این دیگه پیدا میشه تو این دنیا؟ هم چشمش کور هم دلش کور. This is the example of those. Again, in Surah An-Naml, Allah says, يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا. In Surah An-Nahl, in Surah An-Naml, chapter 27, Surah An-Naml, Allah says, وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًا فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Allah says, they know the truth. They know the truth very well. They write it in their books. 99% of the Sunni ulama, they know the truth. They know who should be the Khalifa after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But dunya blindsided them. Dunya, their interest. He doesn't want to lose his masjid, his community, his salary, his family, his friends. 99% of them, they know, but they deny. They deny. It's a mafia. It's a mafia. Sometimes the mafia they do traffic. They traffic with drugs. Sometimes money laundering, and sometimes deen, religion. They traffic religion. Mafia. They know the truth. They read the books. You saw on Saturday here on this podium a man stood here before you. He was the staunch enemy of Ahlul Bayt. And now. Now, he says, the only thing I have in this life, the only hope I have is the love of Fatima al-Zahra and Amir al-Mu'mineen and Hassan al-Hussein. He's telling me. He says, I want to live the rest of my life defending them, defending Ahlul Bayt, promoting Ahlul Bayt. This is an example that when someone wants guidance, he can find guidance. He can find guidance. But dunya does not allow them. Allah says in the Quran, وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا. They deny the facts. وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ. But inside they know. They know the truth. استيقنتها يقين. They have certainty that this is the truth. But they reject the truth for the sake of the dunya, for the sake of 5 more years, 10 more years, I stay in this position. Munafiqeen, they saw the Prophet, they listened to him, they prayed behind him, and they come to him every single day. إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُهُ وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ. Every single day they stand before the Prophet, oh Ya Rasulullah, you are the messenger of God, we love you, you are our leader. But Allah says they are liars. Those are liars. Allah knows what goes inside their hearts. Munafiqeen, they lived during the time of the Prophet, after him, now until the day of judgment. We're going to have munafiqeen. Allah says in the Quran, the problem is with mankind, the problem is بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. This is the problem. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Because you always give preference to the dunya, not to the akhirah. You put dunya first, akhirah last. So this is the problem. Now if someone, ordinary person, he rejects religion, he would lose only himself. But when alim, he rejects the truth, not only he would lose, he would make thousands of people, millions of people lose. Because they trust him. They trust him. This is the problem. So he would carry not only his burden, but the burden of all those that he misled. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Allah says, wait and see what will happen to the corrupt, the mufsideen. Wait. You will see what will happen for them. فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Allah says, mujrim is a criminal. Those who reject the signs are criminals. Now if someone rejects, does not accept the signs of the DMV, he does not, he rejects them. When the cops are going to arrest him, they would tell him what? The first thing they would tell him, you are under arrest, you are guilty. Guilty, criminal. You break the law. Allah says those people are guilty. They break the law. Mujrimun. But mujrimun are not going to be successful. Mujrimun, yes, they think that they score victory, but for a short period of time. This victory is not real. The real victory is when you follow Allah, when you submit to Allah. That is the real victory. Do not be deceived by this dunya. Dunya deceives. Dunya deceives. You have to be careful. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Number 18, Ayah 18, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. Allah speaks about the pagans, mushrikeen. He says they worship other than God things that neither benefit them nor hurt them. Neither benefit nor hurt. Those things, the idols that they worship, and they ask them for help, they are not going to help them. And they are not going to defend them against, you know, against the dangers. There is an important expression in the Quran, my friends. Always remember this expression when you read the Quran. There are verses that says, min dunillah. Another verses, ayat says, bi'idhnillah. This is the difference between Tawheed and Shirk, between monotheism on the one hand and polytheism on the other hand. Polytheism, Shirk, is min dunillah. When someone worship anything, it could be the sun, the moon, the tree, the fire, human being, an idol, sanam, anything, min dunillah. Other than God. He says, I don't believe in God. This is my Lord. The Son is my Lord. This human being is my Lord. This is shirk, min dunillah. If he asks him for help, oh, the son, help me, please. Help me, I believe in you. Help me, save me. Give me health, give me this, give me sustenance. He asks the son, or he asks an idol. This is shirk. But if the person comes and stands before Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, and he asks him, he says, Ya Aba Abdullah, you are the great friend of Allah. You gave your life for Allah. You gave your family for Allah. So I ask Allah through you, or I ask you, you can ask him directly, interfere on my behalf with Allah. This is Iman. Because this is not min dunillah. This is what? Bi'idhnillah. With God's permission. Where is it? Am I bringing this from this pocket or that pocket? No. I'm bringing this from the Quran. Quran says, Isa. Isa says, I cure the deaf, the blind, the sick, bi'idhnillah. With Allah's permission. They would come to him, his followers during his time, oh, Ya Ruhallah, Isa, we have a sick person at home. Come and cure him. He will come. He will cure him. Not only that, he would resurrect. وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Is there something worse than death? Death, complete death. Biological death. Clinical death. He would come, he stands, and he resurrects. يُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Resurrection. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. This is not shirk. This is iman. This is tawheed. Because with God's permission, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ is with God's power, with God's authority. This is the difference. The Wahhabi mentality, unfortunately, because they live in a desert with camels and sheep, so rather than teaching the camel or the sheep and camel, they teach them. This is the way. They don't open their mind. They mix up all the verses. They don't distinguish. Believe me, they memorize the Quran, but they don't understand it. They put their focus on memorizing the Quran. They memorize it by heart. They don't put their focus on learning the Quran. The most important thing, Allah says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Allah did not ask me to memorize the Quran. Nowhere Allah says, memorize the whole Quran. He never asked. But Allah said, do tadabbur, understand. In many verses, Allah says, I want you to understand this book. There is no point in memorization without understanding. It's good if we memorize, very good. But we have to understand with memorization. So they memorize without understanding. They mix up all the verses. They don't distinguish. While it's very clear in the Quran. Now if you ask me, say it, give me an evidence. I will give you right now. Number 18 says, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. See? They worship other than God. مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Not بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. Things that neither benefit them nor protect them against harm. وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ. And they say, these idols, هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاءُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. شُفَعَاء. They're going to help us with God. قُلْ أَتُنَبِّئُونَ اللَّهَ بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Are you telling Allah something in you that He is unaware of? He's unaware of these things. Are you teaching Him? لَا يَعْلَمُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. سُبْحَانَهُ. Glory be to Him. سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. This is shirk. Now, two things. In Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah says about Shafa'ah. Because the first thing a Wahhabi can tell you, that Shafa'a does not exist. Don't even mention the word Shafa'a. It's a crime. Once you say Shafa'a, no. Shafa'a is shirk. Shafa'a is kufr. Shafa'a is this or that. But Allah says here, if they open their mind and their eyes, Allah says in Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter 21, Allah says, وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ إِلَّا لِمَنِ ارْتَضَى. وَهُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَتِهِ مُشْفِقُونَ. They cannot do shafa'ah. They cannot intercede on behalf of anyone except with Allah's permission. Except when Allah chooses someone, Allah says, I choose you, Fulan, you can be Shafi'. Do Shafa'ah for the people.
And who are those that Allah would select? The Anbiya and the Imams. And even this book, the Holy Quran. The book. The book is not a person, not a human being. But this book will come to the Day of Judgment and say, God, Fulan and Fulan, they took care of me. They practiced me. They respected me. Oh Allah, save them. Oh Allah, protect them. Oh Allah, forgive them. This is in the Quran. Anbiya, وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ إِلَّا لِمَنِ ارْتَضَى. Remember this always. This is only one verse. There are many verses. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Kist. اجازه دارد که نزد خدا بره و شفاعت را بطلبه از خدا مگر با چی؟ اجازه خدا الا بإذنه. So Allah gives permission, but He does not give permission to anyone. Someone who's himself is guilty cannot come and say, I want God, I want you to forgive. Allah says to him, forgive yourself first and then go on and bring your mother and your father. Look at your record. Someone whose record, like the Wahhabis, is full of crimes, they cannot do Shafa'ah. So what I tell the Wahhabis, I always tell their scholars when we debate, I say, of course, Shafa'ah is not for you. Haram. Allah would not accept your Shafa'ah. Allah will accept the Shafa'ah of our Imams, infallible Imams. Your Imams, Allah would reject them. God knows where they're going to be, what floor of Jahannam they're going to be. So definitely they don't have Shafa'ah. But our Imams are purified. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. One more thing before I conclude. عِلْمُ الْغَيْبِ. Again, they say عِلْمُ الْغَيْبِ belongs to Allah. Definitely belongs to Allah. This is His right. But they say the Shia, they claim that their Imams, they know عِلْمُ الْغَيْبِ. Nobody knows ilm al-ghayb. No, you are wrong. Look at the Quran, Surah al-Jinn. Surah al-Jinn is chapter 72. Chapter 72, ayah 27. So remember, very easy. 72, 27. Allah says, عالم الغيب. Allah is exclusively the knower of ghayb, the unseen. This is His right. فَلَا يُظْهِرُ عَلَىٰ غَيْبِهِ أَحَدًا. He would not allow anyone to know the غَيْب except إِلَّا. It has exception. إِلَّا مَنْ ارْتَضَى مِنْ رَسُولِ. إِلَّا مَنْ ارْتَضَى مِنْ رَسُولِ. Anything. Rasul does not necessarily mean نبيها. Rasul, someone that Allah sends. It could be an imam. Except those that Allah gives them permission. And those that Allah gives them permission are the Anbiya and the Imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhim afdal salatu wassalam. Allah gives them permission whenever He wants, whenever He likes, whenever He decides, He will give them permission to understand some of the ghayb, that some of the mysteries that we have in this life and in the hereafter, not only in this life. So Allah gives permission. So two things, Shafa'ah and ghayb, are based in the Quran. Whenever we speak, we bring the Dalil. The Dalil. قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْحَانَكُمْ. We have the Dalil. We have the Dalil. When we discuss, we bring the evidence from this book. So this is the difference, my friends, between Iman and Shirk. Iman is whenever you believe in the superpower of someone, but with God's leave, with God's permission, with God's ability. He's not working independently from God. He's working for God. When you ask Imam Ridha alayhi salam, he's working for God. When you ask Amir al-Mu'mineen, he's working for God. Awliya Allah. Allah would listen to them. Awliya, wali means the love it is reciprocal. Not only one side. The love is two-sided.
Allah loves them and they love him. Allah cares about them and they care about him. So sometimes Allah would listen to them. He would listen to them. And he would accept their intercession. He would accept their shafa'ah. So this is iman, bi-idhnillah. Shirk, yes, min dunillah. Definitely min dunillah. Have you seen some of us go to this Mike and say to him, Mike, Habibi Mike, huh? I want your help. Do we do this? Do we go to the door? Do we ask that? We don't do that. We go to the imam who works for Allah. The imam that Allah chose him, and Allah said to us, go through to him. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَابًا رَحِيمًا. Again, congratulations for today, the 24th of the month of Dhul Hijjah, عيد المباهلة. I'll speak about it tomorrow, Salat al-Jum'ah, at 1 p.m. inshallah. And as you heard, my dear brother Haj Samir, the majalis of Ashura are beginning on Thursday, next Thursday inshallah, which will be the first of Muharram, October 15th. And we're going to have the English first and the Farsi second. So try to come every night inshallah. Do the niyyah in your heart, qurbatan Allah Ta'ala, that you come here to sympathize with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with Ahlul Bayt, to support their cause. They need your support here in the West. Rasulullah, Fatima al-Zahra, Amir al-Mu'mineen, they need your support to sympathize with them. In the tragedy of Imam Hussein, their son, they want you to be on his side. How to be on his side? At least the minimum is to come to the majalis, wearing the black, saying, Ya Rasulullah, your son, bunch of barbaric people who call themselves Muslims, they murdered him in Karbala, but I stand with him today. I live in America, thousands of miles away. My heart, my mind, my soul is with your grandson, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So try to come. والسبت inshallah يكون عندنا جلسة باللغة العربية. We have a monthly session in Arabic. It will be this coming Saturday at 7 p.m. inshallah. Let's recite Amma Nujib. Couple of people who asked us for medical reasons, some of them for other reasons, they asked us to remember them in our dua tonight. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء 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 أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه يكشف السوء يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية المرضى المنظورين اللهم ألبسهم ثوب الصحة والعافية اللهم اقض حوائجنا للدنيا والآخرة وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء in particular the شهداء of منى and حج إلى أرواحهم جميعا ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.